That's like the new motto of our, that's like our new opening song, Jeff.
Well, we were talking here before. That's actually, a song is really growing on me. I really do like it. It's
it
got a
catchy.
Great rhythm.
It is catchy. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Hey everyone. Welcome to a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. We're doing it live again.
Yeah.
We are doing it live.
Uncensored. Anything could happen, Jeremy.
It is Monday. Yeah, probably bad things like us screwing up rundowns and stuff. It is Monday, September 12th, 2011, and this is episode 43?
43 sounds right to me.
Back me up on this, Jeff. Episode 43 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. You can listen to us live at radioshowonline.com or podcasts at radioshowonline.com. That's how most people listen.
Jeremy, I recommend Stitcher. That's just me.
You recommend
That's
Stitcher?
That's what I recommend.
Yeah, if you go to Stitcher on your smartphone, you can search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, add it to your playlist, and then as soon as we make a new episode, it's there. You don't have to sync it.
Yep.
You don't have to download it. It's just bam.
You know why I like that?
Why?
It's easy.
Because you're afraid of technology?
Yes, and because I don't understand how I would do it on my own. It just tells me it's ready. I could never do that on my own.
How the internet works. You're not even sure, you don't even realize that other people can listen to this right now.
I'm very unsure of what happens when you leave.
It's like, for some reason, a year ago, Jeremy started coming over and we talked for 45 minutes and then he leaves. I don't get it. Anyway, hey, cool episode tonight. We got James Krause coming in from Ingenuity Fest.
Yes.
So he's going to be here talking about Ingenuity Fest, which is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Huge weekend. It's the seventh annual Ingenuity Fest. And Jeremy, each year you've seen the evolving of this. It gets bigger and bigger each year. It's
I have
amazing.
Been there since the first year. I think
okay.
I've been there since
I've
the
been
beginning.
There since the sixth. So we have two different perspectives
there
on
you
this.
Go. Now you have you always been to it when it's been at the bridge or when you
the last year was literally my first year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would just do it. But being at the bridge to me, being for me that was my first time in that area under the bridge, I was more amazed at the surroundings, so I almost couldn't enjoy the actual Ingenuity Fest because I was amazed to be just down under that bridge.
Yeah.
So I had to go to that shock. So this year I'm a little more excited that I won't be as amazed at the surroundings. I can actually enjoy some of the exhibits and things going on in Ingenuity Fest. But it's just such an awesome weekend. And the time of year they do that, we've talked about there's so many festivals in Cleveland that are in 85, 90 degree weather in the summer.
Yeah.
That it's such a great weekend. It's always a great, cool night. Really one of my favorites.
Good weather forecast for this weekend
yes,
for it?
Yes, looking very good.
So anyway, so we got that coming up. It's downtown Cleveland patio week. We're going to talk about that. But first, we haven't been around for a while, Jeff. We took off Labor Day weekend. Oop, to take a break from our labors.
Yes.
We had
well, rest.
Well deserved.
Well deserved, I might add.
This podcast takes a lot out of you.
Yes.
But so what have you been up to either last weekend or Labor Day weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, Jeremy, let's start with the most recent thing, which was the Cleveland Browns, because that really was the big thing this weekend.
Yeah. What the hell?
I was at the game, Jeremy. Now, I should say this. This is basically, just to start things off, the Cleveland Browns, I bet you didn't know this. I know you're a big sports guy. The Cleveland Browns, would you believe they've lost 12 of their last 13 home openers?
Jeez, I would kind of believe that.
I mean, I knew they've lost more than they've won. But 12 of 13, and that's since they came back in 99. So we should be accustomed to this. It doesn't make it any easier, particularly for the fact we were sort of tricked this year. We were the favorites, Jeremy, yesterday, really by quite a bit. The Bengals team we played lost their quarterback and their star receiver. And they were really predicted to be very bad this year, very young, very raw. Cleveland has a quarterback coming back for a second year, a number of players, second, third, fourth year players. On paper, this Cleveland Browns team matched up extremely well against the Bengals, which is why this loss hurt even more than the usual home opener losses. And we had a lead up until 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
It really was an unbelievable just stab in the gut.
So are the Bengals suddenly amazing? Is that why
I think
we lost?
We're typically horrible. It just goes back to the Browns losing like everyone sort of expects. But the fans, you get your hopes up, Jeremy. What I'm upset about is I said I wouldn't, and I got my hopes up. I bought into the hype that this is really going to be a win for us. We're going to start off 1-0, and I was just feeling it, believing it, and I set myself up for a huge letdown.
Well, there's a video on YouTube that I got to play. It's just titled, I'm Done with the Cleveland Browns, or maybe I'm done with the Cleveland Brow. But anyway, he went over his character limit. I don't know. But I haven't had a chance to screen this. Again, this is like you said, live. So, you know. But anyway, here's a Cleveland fan ranting about being done with the Cleveland Browns.
Mike Holmgren, you hired a lifetime offensive coordinator to rebuild your team. A lifetime offensive coordinator you hired to rebuild your team, who was supposed to be this offensive genius. I've seen better, more aggressive play calling from Brian DeBall last year and Eric Mangini. You get a lead, and what do? You get conservative. You play not to win. All because he comes from your little tree. Well, guess what? 12 penalties in the first three quarters? All these penalties? What, there was 9 in the first half? The same old for the Cleveland Browns. Every year, it's the same old shit. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this. Every year, I get this and that excuse. You hired some guy because he's from your background, the West Coast offense. Well, guess what? It's garbage. It's conservative. And I'm tired of it. I watched the most deplorable football that I've ever seen in my life today. The boringest game, a backup quarterback came out there and outgunned your defensive coordinator. He snapped the ball. Your team wasn't even ready. Your team is not disciplined. And that falls back to the head coach with the 35 penalties they had today and them sitting there not even getting out of the huddle when the other team snapped the ball through touchdown. I'm tired of it. I demand something to be done about this. I know, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. I can't watch it no more. It is deplorable. Every year, all these experts saying the Browns are going to be good. Shermer looked like a deer in the headlights today. I don't care if it's his first game at all. This is the same old from the Cleveland Browns. And it all starts at the top. You hired a lifetime offensive coordinator, West Coast offense at that. He's from your school. To in charge of rebuilding the Cleveland Browns. And guess what? I got my doubts about Colt McCoy also.
Well, he's not happy.
I feel like he's not happy with the Cleveland Browns.
I think there's something that he doesn't like.
I feel like he needs to get something off his chest, Jeremy, but I wish he would just get to it.
I wasn't quite sure of the point.
He was just so vague.
Anyway.
But Jeremy, so we could talk about this Browns game for an hour, but I will leave you with this. What was so frustrating was they were up. And do you know how we got beat on the touchdown that went ahead?
No.
Our defense was caught napping, and they did basically a quick snap while our defense was still reorganizing and had a 60-yard touchdown pass to go ahead of us because that goes back to coaching, which is why this fan was so upset. I mean, we lost. If you're going to lose, you're never happy. We lost by being out-coached, and that is something that is not acceptable to any Browns fan. So here we go again, Jeremy. And I did not get my season tickets this year. I finally had enough.
Yeah,
and that was the only silver lining was that, you know what, I'm kind of glad I went to the opener. I wanted to go support the team, but now I'm kind of glad that I'm not going to be going every game. I got to be honest.
So you did go there.
I did
you
go.
You did go. You were there.
Yeah, my buddy Tim Bennett had a seat. We had a great tailgate with Tim. Has a great tailgate. He's got the hearse, which you've seen.
I've seen the hearse, yeah.
We were up at West 4th and Lakeside. We were above the pit yesterday. So I did the whole tailgate thing, brought some beers down there. They were grilling out and then sat with Tim. He had some really good seats.
That's not even the real pit.
It's above the pit. No, it's not the pit.
It's like the parking lot for Water Street.
Above the, well, it's across from kind of catty corner from Golick's, north side of Lakeside.
Oh, okay.
It's that area, but it was a good area. We had a good time there, and then afterwards, Map Room, which is a staple.
Yeah,
gotta celebrate or drown your sorrows. Either way, at the Map Room was there for a while. I gotta tell you, the part that of the night that was kind of random ended up at the Flatiron.
Okay. I have not been to Flatiron.
It's a great spot. And you know what? Everyone there, it's a really great atmosphere, but it's so forgettable because of its location.
It's one of the closest bars to me. Like, I can kind of see it out my window, and I never go there.
I was there with Cammie and my buddies Joe and Alan. We had a great dinner, great recap, some beers. And really, the atmosphere there, everyone's got a great sense of humor. It's great TVs. It's a place that's also, it's actually probably between you and I where we live. It's a great spot for me to go too, but I was reminded
we should meet there.
We should meet there. And we should go there more often. I mean, I kind of wonder. I guess they do a really good lunch because they are close to downtown.
Yeah.
The thing on the weekends doesn't do as great, but they do have a pretty steady lunch business. But great bar. Go check out Flatiron because I was reminded of what I missed.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time after the game. It's funny because around 2:30 yesterday, I was watching the game at home, you know, downtown, And I saw that you were at the game, you know, because I saw that you checked in on Foursquare with 200 some other people. And so I texted you and I said, where's the Browns game after party? And you responded, your mom's house. We're taking this all the way to Avon. So I'm glad you had a good time at Flatiron. Okay. Okay. Appreciate that.
We decided we drank too much to drive to Avon.
Which brings us to our next segment that is quickly becoming the most loved segment on radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. It's what's on Jeff's Twitter feed.
I've been pretty quiet this week.
Twitter.com/Jeff Longsworth. Now, by the way, I figured out something, Jeff, today or the other day, why you have so few followers. Your tweets are protected.
Well, I did that recently.
Why did you?
Because I want to start tweeting about things I don't like at work.
But you people listen to this show, and the show isn't protected.
I've got to have an alias Twitter. I figured that out, too. Like, I think I'm going to do that.
Not Jeff Longsworth.
Right, like the fake Jeff Longsworth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like fake Texar.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so let's see. What do we got from Jeff? From September 10th. Had a really boring conversation with the bank teller today about the problems with using retina scans to ID people.
You ever get stuck in a conversation? I'm cashing a check, trying to be nice. And she said, I need to see your ID and your bank card. I'm like, fine.
Was this a true story?
It is a true story. And I'm like, here you go. And I'm kind of in a hurry, but trying to, like, I'm talking even more quickly than I usually do, trying to get the hint that I'm in a hurry. She goes, boy, you know, someday we're going to just do fingerprints. And I said, who knows? And she goes, or maybe even retina scans. And I said, maybe. And she goes, the problem with retina scans is all these people having these eye surgeries. And I went on Twitter where I got to say, bank tellers, I'm not there to chit-chat. I'm there to get my fuck.
It's the internet.
I'm there to get my money.
We've said much worse.
That's it, right? I don't want to hear about IDing through various parts of my body.
I find it interesting, but yet not really surprising, that you actually still go into the tellers. What person under the age of 40 still goes and talks to
them? But yeah, I just had it wasn't a big check, so I just wanted to get the cash. So I just figured I'll just cash it real quick.
To the ATM and you put in your check and you take out the cash.
Oh, yeah, I probably should have done that. Now, of course, if I would have known I got into a retina conversation, I would have done that. Where were you?
The ATM wouldn't start asking you about retina scans.
With my luck, it would.
What if it did? Jeff, do you support retina scans?
I'd be like, here
yes
we go.
Or no?
I'd be like, damn, I knew this would happen. Jeremy, I told him. Well, that was a good segment, Jeremy.
Wait, we're not done.
Oh.
Not sure if it's more fun to root against Notre Dame as a team or Brian Kelly as a person. Not sure.
I'm a huge not fan. I can't stand Notre Dame and their coach. I can't stand even more. So they actually lost a big back-and-forth shootout game on Saturday. It was an instant classic game. Notre Dame lost for the last-second touchdown. And I can't stand their coach. I can't stand the team. So I was happy on both counts.
And continuing the hashtag Joanne Fabrics slogans.
Sometimes they pop in my head.
Because that tapestry is not going to start weaving itself. Now there was one that we were gonna do for best flash mob.
I'm gonna hashtag that now. I forgot about that.
Or what we were gonna do? Best flash mob ever.
Flash mob ever. Yep.
Best flash mob ever.
That's on the docket.
And hilarious locations. Yes. It could just be like a one word type thing.
Yes. Simpler the better. Twitter.
The simpler the better. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Anyway,
that was a good segment.
Follow Jeff. He's got a...
You got to follow me now to get through because it's blocked if you're not. Come on. Come on over. The water's fine.
He's got 18 followers. Do you have to accept the people that follow you?
Yeah. They have to request you.
See, I think that's going to hurt you, Jeff.
It is. I need to mix it up.
Yep.
Maybe Jerry in the chat room. Now, is that Jerry a guy or a woman? I can never tell with these names. What is with these names?
Yeah, we seem to have a lot of fans that where their names can go either way.
Yeah.
Jerry with the G.
We're happy to have you in the chat room, Jerry, but we just want to know which are you.
We're open to everyone. You can join them if you go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom. It's 7:44 on Monday, and that means it is time for our segment. Now, Jeff, talk about the segment while I try to find it.
Yes. Jeremy, we were very fortunate to have, and I'm not afraid to say this, and I think he would admit this. He's a friend of the show, James Krause. He's director of programming for Ingenuity Cleveland. So it's more than just Ingenuity Fest. Ingenuity Cleveland is the organization that puts this on, and they also get into some other events. But Jerry's in the chat room.
You're getting everyone mixed up.
James was nice enough to stop by the studio and give us a rundown of this weekend's Ingenuity Fest. Starts Friday night, goes through Sunday. It's a completely free event, and it's definitely getting more and more publicity as it gets bigger each year. But you really can't say enough good things about what this does for the city and what a great thing it is this weekend. So we wanted to get him out in person to talk about exactly what to expect down in Ingenuity Fest this weekend, give us a little preview, and hopefully we're going to hear him pretty soon.
Now, this is something that we don't normally do. We don't normally do. This is the first time we've done the pre-recorded interview.
Yes.
So it's a new thing for us. But anyway, yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Jeremy, we are here live, very happy to welcome James Krause, Director of Programming with Ingenuity Cleveland. James, thank you very much for coming in and stopping by the show.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's a huge weekend for you this weekend coming up, so we're hoping you can give our listeners an idea of what to expect this weekend at the Ingenuity Fest starting Friday.
Right. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, we have really a combination of music, technology, arts, and it's all happening on the Great Superior Bridge. We have over 100 bands playing out there, over 100 like installations and music, dance, really kind of you name it. It's a unique technology, a unique combination of art, technology, and music, and it's all free.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, the venue's kind of interesting here, too, because you used to be at Playhouse Square, is that correct?
Right.
And then a couple years ago, moved it to the Detroit Shoreway Bridge. Why the change of venue?
Well, first of all, it's the Detroit Superior Bridge.
Detroit Superior Bridge,
so no one goes to the wrong bridge. I mean, basically, Ingenuity has moved different locations since its inception. We were at 4th Street, we were at Public Square, we were at Playhouse Square, and the bridge was kind of a very unique location. We had done a pilot program there after the main festival, which was back then in July. We did a pilot program the following September in the space. We had a park grant to do that, and just found that people were really intrigued with the space. They wanted to get down there, they wanted to see it, and you know, last year when you saw people walking the bridge, they were really kind of rediscovering the city. They were looking out across the flats, across the lake, and it was really kind of a view and perspective of the city that I think most people don't have. You know, and I think also, I mean, you know, frankly, the flats were kind of an area that was kind of a lost promise with the city. You know, at that boom time in the 90s, and vacant since then, and it's on its way back. And I really think that people coming down and kind of discovering that area, looking out across the bridge, and then just exploring an incredibly cool space. I mean, there's over a mile of space to explore where we have all these art installations and going on. And then you have these subway stations on either end of the bridge. And, you know, in those subway stations, you get great acoustics. So on one end of the bridge, you might hear like a rock band and experience an interactive video installation. Then the other end of the bridge on Sunday at 12:30, there's going to be a gospel choir performing in this kind of cathedral-like space. So it's really just a fantastic space. You know, people have called it a hidden gem of Cleveland, and I think, you know, that's certainly true, but it's also a hidden gem of anywhere. I mean, it's just an incredible space.
There's literally something for everyone, it sounds like. And I kind of, from your website, it's kind of divided up into the sections, comedy, music, dance, theater, and then you mentioned some of the interactive art installations. Mm-hmm. Can you talk maybe a little bit about each, maybe the music portion of the weekend, what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, the music is really incredible. I mean, there are over 100 bands, and I mean, that's sort of everything from, you know, electronic music to, you know, more, you know, quiet acoustic pieces. We've got Washed Out coming in, which is a big name, Elliot Lip, which is another big name. So from the sort of like band music perspective, it's really kind of incredible. There's also you know, a piece which is kind of interesting, a piece on Saturday being performed called Currents of Trumpets. There's a group nearby every year. They have this thing called the Iron Composer, where they invite composers from all over the world and kind of do an Iron Chef kind of thing. Those guys, that's going on Friday, outside of the festival. And then on Saturday, those guys are coming in and they're doing a piece that they composed just for the bridge, where they're playing like 15 minutes starting on the west side and then kind of moving up the bridge. bridge and playing every 15 minutes. So when you kind of come to the festival, you're going to be kind of hit a whole lot of music. And you know, you can go to the website, you can check out, you know, find out what your favorite bands are. But then, you know, leave yourself some time to just kind of explore a little bit. And then aside from the music, you've got interactive technologies. I mean, there's some incredible stuff going on. A guy by the name of Jared Bendis has put together this little room that you actually enter into and close the door. And it's pitch black, completely soundproof. And you kind of navigate through this environment, just the sounds around you, the Dolby surround sound system. I sat down and on Saturday they installed it. It's just really, really cool. So, I mean, there are things like that where it's like, if you're going to come down and see a band, I mean, be prepared to see some other stuff too. We also have HGR, which is an industrial supply company. They started a project called Share and Tell with artists where they've invited them into their warehouse, given them a certain budget to use on materials, and they've created these 9 chairs made out of this industrial material. And again, that's kind of going on the Grogshot B-side stage nearby there. So, if you're coming to hear your favorite band, sit down in the chair, it's a piece of artwork, play around some interactive technology. On that end, there's something for everyone.
And in terms of comedy, I know Ramon Rivas, who I've seen at the Redstone, they do a great job every, I think, the middle Wednesday every month, they have someone coming in. So you actually have him handling the comedy portion?
Yeah, mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, we have it's actually probably one of the more unique comedy venues in the world. It's literally above the Cuyahoga River. We've created a kind of coffee shop area in there. There's tables and chairs. Phoenix Coffee is doing the coffee. They're doing some alcohol-based coffees at night, and Ramon's put together a fantastic program of some comedy headliners. Last Call Cleveland's going to be there, and then he's kind of put together this kind of best of the best, where some of the comedians are going to eat to then perform at Hilarities. So it's a great program.
Now you mentioned that it's free to go. So how, I mean, but it's not free for you to put on. I mean, obviously there's a lot of money and time that go into this. How are you guys funded?
Right. So we have our main funders, Gunn, the Cleveland Foundation, Arts and Culture, Cuyahoga County Arts and Culture, Ohio Arts Council. I mean, they're the kind of the foundation funders. We also do our own private fundraiser every year called the Speakeasy 2.0, which this year was bigger and better. I think your fundraising events. And I kind of wanted to add to that Cleveland's kind of gotten used to this whole thing with like summer solstice and pandemonium at CPT and Speakeasy. There are really kind of levels for everyone to kind of participate. So you've got, donors are paying $100, but then later on at night we have $100. So from a fundraising perspective, we like to kind of have a pretty broad base. We also ask for donations at the door. So a lot of times people come in, they'll do it through the festival and say, that was worth $5.
The website is really unbelievable. It's ingenuitycleveland.com, and you can even download a map of the bridge to really get an idea of what is where. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend going there, getting an idea of what to expect. There's literally so much crammed into 3 days. It's an incredible opportunity to go experience all this. And there's literally something for everyone. We can't say that enough. I mean, out of all that going on there, everyone who would come in, you'll like something you see there.
Yeah, and even just this, just the space itself. That under the bridge space on the Detroit Superior Bridge isn't something that's open, all the time. So being able to go down there, something that you probably drive over or look at multiple times a year, but many people haven't, actually been in that space.
Yeah, it really is. It really is unique. A lot of people ask us too about, where is it and where do I park and everything. On the west side of the river, there's a huge amount of parking.
Yeah.
I mean, down in the flats, kind of near Nautica, we have a free shuttle running up from the flats, so you don't have to walk up the hill there. And then, on west 6, west 9, any of the parking there, you walk down that really steep hill. So it's very easy. I also want to add, just with the schedule, we have an interactive schedule online, so you can check off your favorite acts, kind of download your own personal schedule, share it on Facebook. So very interactive and very easy to share.
And we had Michael De La Hoya from
Emerging Chefs.
From Emerging Chefs on one of our shows earlier. He was mentioning that they were doing something down there at the festival this year as well.
Yeah, we had planned to work with them, and kind of at the last minute they had to pull out. But they're going to be doing another event at Lake Bistro the weekend after. In terms of food, I mean, we do have kind of a big range of food, everything from funnel cakes to gourmet to food trucks. So
sweet.
You're not going to go hungry.
Awesome.
Great weekends. Yeah, Friday night, we'll be down there. Friday night through Sunday. Check it out. We'll put a link to the website on our website as well. And James, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So I'm glad that I brought up the Michael De La Hoya stuff. Like, oh yeah, Michael De La Hoya. Yeah, that's not happening. Oh, well, screw me then.
Well, that'll end the interview. That'll end the very end too.
Get the hell out of here.
Ending on a bad note.
I know. You know, you did an awesome job, set up this interview, like everything's all prepped. I come in at the last minute, I say one thing, and it's wrong.
You say, you're basically, so, what about your arch enemy, is basically what you say.
But anyway, Ingenuity Fest, awesome. And so for people that don't know, the Detroit Superior Bridge has a lower level that trolley cars used to run on, and that is the space that they open up specifically for this festival and only a couple of other events throughout the year. So you can enter in from either side of the bridge. You can, on the downtown Cleveland side, you can kind of go down the hill, the West Superior Hill into the flats, and you can get in from that way. Or on the other end, on the Ohio City end, you can enter in by the engineer, the county engineer's office. So. But definitely a good time, Friday, Saturday. So.
You've got to check it out. I mean, once you get down there, you're going to be so glad you went. I went for the first time last year. Wasn't really sure. I'd heard good things. But once I got down there, I was so glad I was there. The settings are unbelievable. The exhibits get better and better. It's just a great night outside. I can't recommend it enough. Go to Ingenuity Fest. It's free. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain.
And it's even better if you go stoned.
Yes, that's true. Those exhibits must be unbelievable.
It's like they're really moving. Yeah. They're really moving. They're really about it. So for more information, yeah, you can check out their website.
IngenuityCleveland.com. There you go. Yeah. Our show is still going, though.
Hey, that's right. It's only 7:58 on Monday, September 12th. Hey, speaking of, you know, we got a lot of events coming up. This week, starting today, Monday through this Sunday, is Downtown Cleveland Patio Week. So they do, you know, the Downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week, and I guess they wanted to try and you know, stretch that out for as long as they could. Like, what other events can we come up with? So Downtown Cleveland Patio Week, where they have a $30 three-course dinner option and then $15 lunch options at select restaurants. And there's tasting events, very similar to Downtown Cleveland.
So we are in day one of seven of Patio Week, today through Sunday. So it's all in front of us. Enjoy it. Great deals. And there's a list we'll post on our website, but there's a participating restaurant list. And you can see there's really quite a number of places all downtown. I mean, all places I would love to go to anyway. I mean, these are really, it's quite a list.
Quite a list. La Strada, got House of Blues, Divine, Flannery's, Corner Alley, Chocolate Bar.
Pickwick.
Pretty much any restaurant with a patio.
Greenhouse Tavern, Sushi Rock, Wonder Bar, a lot of East 4th concentrated restaurants, but really all over.
Yep. We'll have more information on that on radioshowonline.com. And it looks like it's going to be an awesome weekend. So tomorrow, Tuesday, I think is going to be the last 80-degree day of the year. That's my prediction. And I think it's all down from after that. But, I mean, this weekend, it's going to be 60s and sunny. So, which is like perfect September weather.
This is my favorite time of year, Jeremy. We've talked about that throughout the years.
I feel like you said this like a lot. Like there's you have lots of holidays. This is my favorite holiday. This is my favorite time of year.
My favorite holiday, hands down, is Halloween, which transitions nicely into this time of year.
Right.
It all is wrapped into, it's like a riddle and a mystery wrapped together.
By the way, the Patio Week is put on by the Downtown Cleveland Lions.
They call it the DCA.
Yes, people in the know call it the DCA. They also put on Spark City Hop, and they were supposed to have the something like the 7th annual Spark City Hop this past Saturday, but they canceled it like at the last minute due to rain. And there was a lot of vendors, like art galleries. The idea was trolleys pick you up at different stations around the city, not just downtown, but drop you off at different art galleries, stuff. It swings through Tremont, then you can go out to, you know, Asia Town and Detroit Shoreway, and it kind of makes these loops. And at the last minute, they canceled it. So some shops, like Lily's Chocolate here in Tremont, like, she called in like all her staff, because last year the bus would come and drop off, you know, tons of people every single hour, and suddenly canceled.
A lot of chocolate.
Everyone's already there for work, and suddenly, I mean, lots of the art galleries like depended on this type of thing to bring in more people. So yeah, a lot of people pissed off at DCA, especially because most of these events were inside, so the weather doesn't really matter. And also, it was supposed to run from like 11 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, and by like 1 in the afternoon, the weather was fine. Like, there wasn't any more rain, so.
I normally side with the DCA. I'm going against them on this one.
Joe Marinucci getting lots of flack.
Rightfully so.
He should wear a flak jacket to protect himself from all the flack that he's getting. Why don't you tweet that, Longsworth?
Hashtag flack.
So what else is going on? The Downtown Cleveland Casino, the Horseshoe Casino, they have put up job postings. Now you have until the end of the month, end of September, to sign up to be like a blackjack
dealer.
Could be
a good weekend job too, Jeremy, for you. I know you're very happy at Rosetta, but maybe a weekend side
job? You think I'm looking for something on the side?
No, I'm not trying. I'm saying a nice side job, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm between the podcast and my actual job, I got my hand. I just got married.
You did get married. Oh, and by the way, new house?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw a tweet about that.
Yeah, this is a rumor.
Oh, okay.
Nothing happened.
Well, yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That's payback for the De La Hoya.
Yeah, and Michael De La Hoya is going to be at the Ingenuity.
Now we're all even.
Wah, wah.
But talk about the 5,000 job applicants for that casino.
Yeah, for it's only a handful of jobs. But yeah, and I mean, 35 to 40K to be a blackjack dealer. Not, you know, not
that's horrible. Much more than I would have thought, wouldn't you, if you didn't know? Yeah, that's
a decent job, especially for, I mean, you know, we got some high unemployment around the country. I mean, you know. Hey, why not?
So this time of year, we talked about fall, how much Jeff, who's speaking, I'm Jeff, I'm going to do third person, how much I like the fall. Actually, Jeremy, I love the fall. It's my favorite time of year, like I said. And there's so many reasons why. I mentioned Halloween. We're just getting into it now. I feel like this weather that you just so gracefully talked about, this weather pattern coming up of 60, 70 degrees, we're just hitting fall's stride. It's just beginning. One of the things I love... Clam bakes, Jeremy. Are you a clam bake guy?
I do love clam bakes. I like attending them. I could never throw one myself.
You know, I have some friends from, you know, Michigan, Pittsburgh, and they came to Cleveland, and they were amazed at the clam bake fever in Cleveland. For being a Midwestern city, it's almost like a New England type of attitude. Isn't that kind of strange?
They're like, but you don't have clams here.
Yeah, it's like a pocket of clam fans, if there's such a thing, in the Midwest. But outside of here, it's really not a big thing. But Cleveland somehow has this New England mentality, which I love, about clam bakes, to the point where my sister has a huge clam bake for our family, which is one of my favorite weekends in October. But if you can't wait till then, and if you're not invited to my family's clam bake, which you're probably not, you want to go to Grumpy's.
You're all invited. Go to Janet.
Well, go to Grumpy's in Tremont, one of my favorite places, every Friday from here through the end of October. You read that writing? That's my shorthand.
I was just peeking in.
Friday from here to the end of October, from noon to 10 p.m., they have clam bakes going on at Grumpy's. What a cool thing.
Huh. So what are the traditional? You have the clams.
Clams. And
potatoes.
Then
they put potatoes in there.
We even put some chicken in there. You know, it's so good. So the clams are steamed. You cook the chicken that way. The potatoes, corn on the cob. Everything's steamed, cooked in these pressure vessels. It's just unbelievable. There's nothing better than drinking some... Pumpkin ale?
Oh, I had some. You know what? I tried to get some pumpkin ale. Actually, Jen and I went to Tap House. We were watching the game at Tap House. Went to Tap House specifically because we thought that would be a good place to go if you want an autumnal beer. Wouldn't you think that? Like, if you wanted a pumpkin...
I think they'd be cutting... Yeah, I know Southside had that Oktoberfest for a couple weeks, but I don't think Tap House would be all over it.
Right. So we went there. They did have the Dogfish Head. I don't know what it was.
Pumpkin.
They dropped some vowel to make it cutesy, but they were all...
Oh, man. But another reason, fall. Fall beers, aren't they incredible?
They are.
So pumpkin. So from here on out, I'm going to commit this to you. I'm going to come in front of all of our listeners. I will have fall beer for us for the remainder of the season for the radio show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got the same one? Too. Is it going to be a different one?
It'll be like the Conway's Irish Ale that just keeps reappearing.
That never ends.
So yeah, so Clam Bakes at Grumpy's, though. I'd like to hit that. Let's do that some Friday. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, yeah.
This time of year, we got to take advantage of that. So
every
cool
Friday
thing.
Night. And when's it run through?
It was through October. Through all the Mondays from now through October. Every Friday now through October, noon to 10 p.m., you go to Grumpy's before the last Friday of October, you'll be able to have a clam bake and
sweet.
Enjoy the clam bake.
Sweet.
Partake. Also, haunted houses are opening this weekend, and we're a little out of the low for that, if you like, but still, love the idea of haunted houses.
No, I still like them.
Okay.
I still like going. I've actually participated in one. I had the honor of working at Bloodview for
that's
a
the
season.
One that's already open. I feel like it's a little early to open, but they're just open this weekend.
They're pretty hardcore. Like, they are just kind of known for not doing masks, like everything is makeup, and they also have, like, within the organization, like, they have different levels. Like, you'll move up from, like, a ghost to a specter to a demon, like, depending on how many hours you've put into volunteering at the haunted house. And each level, like, you're allowed to do more things.
Wow.
So in the beginning, you're stuck to, like, one room. You can't wander around. Then as you start moving up, you're allowed to wander between rooms. Then you get to the next level, you're allowed to, like, have a weapon. Like, it kind of gets, like, you start ramping up.
So you're, like, going to pay your dues.
Right. So you can imagine the type of people that work at Bloodview are, like, hardcore, like, haunted house. Like, some of them can be a little scary.
Yeah.
You know, but it's an awesome experience. It's definitely worth
it. So if you're going to go to one haunted house, you'd say, hands down, that's the one to go to.
Yeah, if you're going to go to one haunted house in the Cleveland area, yeah, I would say.
And don't worry, we're going to have a haunted house show dedicated to this later on. It's so early in the season.
You should actually, if you go to youtube.com/JBorger, the J stands for Jeremy. Back when I was doing the Jeremy Borger show on TV, Jeff,
I was sad to see that get canceled, by the way.
Yeah, I've taken a step back.
Yes.
Due to my hideous face. But I did a walkthrough of Bloodview Haunted House there. Very popular.
I think as we get more into the season, we'll have to post that. I think we might have done that last year, but that's a great thing to post on our website to get people in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, yeah. So let us know if you have a favorite haunted house. What is your favorite haunted house in Northeast Ohio? Send us an email, hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
Yeah, big preview show. We still have a little bit of time left. I talked about my week a little bit. The Browns game was the focus. Anything else going on? Sweeping off the air with you?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned, we did the whole tap house thing. Also did Parallax. Parallax has an awesome happy hour, and they do like a late night hour as well. Like all of Zach Rule's restaurants do that. So like the late night menu, even on Saturday nights, their late night menu Saturday nights kicks in at like 11 o'clock at night. So we went there, and I had not been to Parallax in years. Have you been lately?
You know, I've not been in a long time. It's been years as well for me.
They have really awesome sushi there. Like really awesome, just awesome sushi dishes. They had tempura green beans we had there, some great drink specials. It was an awesome time. And then after going to Parallax in Tremont, we walked over to one of your favorite places, Tony's Southside
Pizza.
Went
to Tony's Southside.
Went to Tony's
Southside. That's your second time there. I know you were there once.
Yep, before. That's my second time.
So now you knew what to expect.
Right.
You weren't quite as shocked when you walked in.
Oh, now we're like regulars with the ladies.
Isn't
like,
she so nice? She acts like your long-lost son.
Yep, yeah. They do an awesome job. Like, they have awesome cocktails that they change monthly. They're just getting into their fall stuff right now. They still have spring on the menu when we were there.
Okay.
But they're switching over into their, or summer rather, they're switching over to their fall cocktails. They are only open on Friday and Saturday nights. They are not open, you know, for lunch or during the week or anything like that. Friday and Saturday nights. Still haven't eaten there. Now, have you gone and eaten food
I've
there?
Had the pizza there, and the pizza is excellent. It really is. It really is.
So, I still want to go and check out the food, but even just for drinks, very, like, small, intimate. Like,
would you not say it's a perfect date place?
I would say it is the perfect date
place.
It really is. They have an immaculately clean bathroom as well.
Yes.
Which is refreshing after going to places like Map Room. After a Browns game.
Yeah, it's like you have two ends of the spectrum, like Map Room and Tony's Southside.
Exactly.
But we got to explain to people where this is because it's probably hard to describe. It's literally right across the street from Lolita. It's on Professor, the corner of Professor and Literary, but it's on the side across the street from Lolita on that side of Professor. And if you walk by it, you could literally miss it. because there's one window, but the shade's usually drawn.
Yeah.
You would think it's this a house or an old pizza place that shut down years ago, but you got to look for it. Tony's Southside Pizza, walk on in. You're going to think you're walking into a private party. That's how you kind of feel, don't you?
Yeah.
People kind of look, but just keep going. You got to plow through and trust us.
Right. Just take a seat at the bar.
Yeah.
You'll be welcomed.
Confident.
You'll be welcomed warmly.
And then you'll be so relieved you did, because the ladies there are so nice. But when you first walk in, I remember I asked what your experience was, and you knew
for me. Well, you had even prepped me.
Yeah.
Because you warned me.
But even with that, weren't you sort of a little taken back?
Yeah, I was. It was a little. Now, fortunately, when we went there, they had like a sandwich board out front. So, and the door was open, so it was kind of like if I had to open the door, because the door is like I don't know.
You feel like you're intruding at a private party,
exactly.
Like a family sitting out for dinner, and you're walking in to get some drinks.
A family with a really like awesome bar.
So that's Tony's Southside Pizza. So one of Tremont's gems. We've got a lot of great, well-known places, but that's a place you got
to
check out.
I actually went to the new Improv last week.
So now, is that an aquarium? What's the status of the Powerhouse?
So the Improv is now filled with fish. No, so the Powerhouse, Jacobs Development,
yes,
owns that. And they are changing, I still don't quite understand. They're changing the bottom levels of it into an aquarium. So Windows on the River is staying. Windows on the River will remain. And actually, Windows has expanded into the old Rock Bottom space.
Yes.
So Windows is still there for all your private party functions, but all the stuff on the ground floor, like Improv and Powerhouse Pub and Howl at the Moon, all that's gone.
Okay.
And that's the bottom level. They're changing into an aquarium. It's actually a fairly small aquarium, 54,000 square feet, which I guess is small as aquariums go. But supposedly they're going to have a second phase. It's going to be even bigger. And
there'll be sharks
going to the park. I don't know.
I hope there's at least one shark.
I'm a little skeptical. It was supposed to open this fall.
Yeah.
But they, from the pictures they've posted, they haven't. It's not, So they moved the Improv over next to Shooters, where it used to be over there. Not Fagan's, but what's the pool hall place? Jillian's.
Jillian's, yes.
Used to be over there.
Yeah.
And then
it was something else.
Silk Nightclub, I think it was for a while.
Oh, yeah, that Halloween party went there.
Exactly. Yep. So it's a pretty big space. It's definitely much bigger space for, so I think it is a step up for the Improv. So actually saw Mike Polk from Last Call Cleveland.
Does he have a regular thing there? Is he?
Yeah, he was just doing his stand-up thing, which I think I had seen before, but I like going supporting little guys. It was something different to do, just strolling into Improv, $15, do something different. So, it was
good
a good time.
Well, Jeremy, great show.
Well, thanks, Jeff. You didn't do so bad yourself.
It was great to have a guest on. It was really good to have James Krause on, talk about Ingenuity Cleveland, and go check it out. We'll have the link on our website. But the best thing to do is, it may seem a little overwhelming, but just go check it out. You'll see how it breaks down into the different categories. You can go see certain things. But I recommend just go spend a night there. Go Friday or Saturday night. Really take it in.
Yep. Thanks for listening. We try and do this live every Monday at 7:30 Eastern. Are we doing it live next week?
We are all systems go. Yes.
If we are doing it live next week, you can go to radioshowonline.com, click on the live link. You can go to the chat room and chat with us.
And Jerry
and Jen and everyone else who is hanging out in the chat room today. And then, of course, you can always email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. And don't forget about our Facebook page, facebook.com/radioshowonline. Is there anything else we could plug? Buy our new t-shirts.
Yes. We will stand at Ingenuity Fest. I wish we could. Next year, I'd like to be the official podcast. Is that a good goal for next year of Ingenuity Fest?
It'd be really bad now if we lost that. If we came up with this idea and then suddenly the Hello Cleveland podcast jumps in. Exactly. Anyway, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Enjoy Ingenuity Fest this weekend.